Can artificial intelligence prevent a life-threatening hypoglycemic event before it happens? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you today from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. Researchers at Cedars-Sinai have developed an artificial intelligence model capable of identifying hospitalized patients at risk for hypoglycemia up to 24 hours before blood glucose levels fall. The deep learning model was trained using electronic health record data from more than 143,000 adult hospital admissions and analyzes routinely collected clinical information, including medications, laboratory values, meal intake, diet orders, and prior glucose measurements over a rolling 5-day period. Unlike many AI models that remain retrospective, this system was prospectively validated using real-time hospital data and consistently outperformed traditional machine learning approaches. Investigators estimate the model could prevent several hypoglycemic episodes each day at a large hospital by allowing clinicians to intervene before glucose levels become dangerously low through medication adjustments, nutritional changes, or enhanced monitoring. While additional implementation studies will determine whether these predictions translate into improved clinical outcomes, the findings represent an important step toward integrating real-time artificial intelligence into routine inpatient clinical decision support. In our next story, one of the biggest unanswered questions surrounding CAR T-cell therapy may finally have an answer. Can it produce true long-term cures instead of simply prolonged remissions? New 10-year follow-up data published in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that, for some patients, cure may be achievable. Investigators followed 39 patients with relapsed or refractory B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma who received a single infusion of tislelizumab after a median follow-up of more than 10 years. No relapses occurred beyond 5.4 years. 10-year lymphoma-free survival reached approximately 32% among patients with large B-cell lymphoma and 47% among those with follicular lymphoma. Persistent CAR T-cell activity appeared to correlate with durable responses, although that long-term B-cell aplasia remained common, and secondary primary malignancies occurred in approximately one-fifth of patients. Although the study population was relatively small, these findings provide some of the strongest evidence to date that a single CAR T infusion can produce decade-long disease control and potentially cure selected patients with otherwise refractory lymphoma. In our next story, we learn about a new clinical prediction model that may help clinicians address one of the most common reasons patients decline or discontinue statin therapy: concern about serious muscle side effects. Researchers from the University of Oxford developed and validated a personal risk calculator using health records from more than 5.6 adults in England. The model incorporated 22 routine available clinical variables to estimate an individual's 1, 5, and 10-year risk of developing serious statin-associated muscle disorders. Investigators found that more than 98% of patients eligible for statin therapy were predicted to have low risk of severe muscle complications, despite persistent concerns that often limit treatment. The authors suggest pairing this calculator with existing cardiovascular risk assessment tools to provide individualized estimates of both cardiovascular benefit and potential adverse effects during shared decision-making. While additional validation in other populations will be important, the model may improve patient confidence and help reduce the persistent gap between statin eligibility and treatment initiation. And finally, a new study published in JAMA Network Open suggests that consistent resistant training may provide substantial long-term protection against type 2 diabetes. In a prospective study of more than 143,000 U.S. adults followed for nearly two decades, participants who maintained regular resistance training throughout midlife experienced a 42% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes. The greatest benefit was seen in people who combined resistance training with regular aerobic exercise and spent less time being sedentary. adding to the evidence that both forms of exercise play an important role in preventing type 2 diabetes. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review in your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for the episode where we'll cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.